Live 95 is Cullman's independent radio. And now it's time for Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Cullman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Cullman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And no lawyer on this show actually helped write that disclaimer. And now, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
Welcome back to another edition of Understanding the Law with Cullman attorney, marvelous Melvin Hastings. It is Tuesday night. We got a little sunshine out and a little bit of rain earlier, but
I was going to say, what is up with it? I've never seen a day where it's like blue sky an hour after the monsoon hits.
I know. It was crazy. I didn't even know it was going to rain today. And next thing I know, like I was up in Scottsboro, and it was like, whoosh. I'm like, man, where did this come from? So I pull up the radar, and it's just like all over North Alabama.
Did y'all get any rain down at the beach?
Absolutely no.
Is that not crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hurricanes everywhere, all in the Atlantic, and I thought, man, they are going to get soaked on the beach. So and then I kept seeing these pictures in sunshine. You're out on the beach, sunshine. And I thought, well, at some point, there's going to be rain. There's going to be waves washing them out. None.
Now, granted, Sunday, Monday, the winds were about 35, 40 miles an hour. And it was really hard to stand up. I mean, it was just blowing you everywhere.
Probably but, not good for having sand coming in your eyes.
Oh, look. No, seriously. Like so we got on the beach, okay? The sand was hitting you so hard. I think it was like 5 minutes we got up and left. I mean, it was crazy.
You got sandblasted. Exactly
what I got. I got sandblasted.
It's like y'all got the natural, what you call that stuff, like the wash you put on your arms and stuff. To
a little rub scrub it. And yeah. Stuff like that.
Exfoliants.
Yeah, y'all got the natural exfoliant out word. There.
Yeah, and then like Tuesday, man, it was like sunny and 85 until we left on Sunday. And we had absolutely beautiful weather. Now, granted, you know, there was about 2 days where you had the double red flags, which means don't go in the water. Guess what?
You went in the water anyway.
No, I didn't. Danielle did. And, like, she got slammed several times in the water, and I was just sitting there laughing, going, yep, well, that's what you get when you get double red flags there, young'un. And there was actually, there was a few people out there in double red flags. I mean, it was insane, but... It was great, man. If you know Fort Morgan, Alabama, I mean, one of the most beautiful places that you can ever be at. So it doesn't have the crowd. You've got the entire beach to yourself, and so shout out to my friend Becky Smith Flack. She's a real estate agent with Culpeper Real Estate. So this is her condo that she owns, and I've been down there so many times, and it's so beautiful. I mean, you get up and you know you have your coffee and you look at the dolphins all morning.
It really is.
But I'll admit, come Thursday, Friday, Big D is ready to come home. You know, hey, can you guess how much money you can spend in a week just going out to
eat? Oh,
I know.
Yes. A lot.
Seriously?
A whole lot.
I'm serious. Look, I was dropping $75 a meal for two on everything. And I'm like, you know, holy smack. No wonder these families go to Walmart just as soon as they get here. I mean, they grab their big old buggy and... Heck, you can't afford to go out to eat. It's crazy. But
even the kids menu is what,
$9.99? Exactly.
For someone, a kids menu. Can I have the kids menu? It's still $9.99, $10.99. So yeah.
Yeah. And I got tired of seafood after about the third day. I'm like, yeah, I need something else. So we go to the world's famous Lambert's, Home of the Throat Roast.
Home of the Throat Roast.
Oh, and look, I mean, I'm talking decent prices, okay?
Yep.
No, I mean,
and a lot of food.
Oh my God, it was unbelievable. Oh, but my God, it was so good. I mean,
So the last few trips I've made down there, I wasn't allowed to proceed to the beach without stopping at Lambert's.
Oh, my God. You can't, Jay. You have to stop there. And so, like, we go on, I don't know, like on a Wednesday at lunch. And so Thursday rolls around, and I'm like, you know what? It's wonderful food, and it's a really good price. It's like 14 bucks a plate. So we go back the next day. And it's so good, though. It's just like I could really eat there every day. It was that good.
Do they serve breakfast there?
No.
They don't
no.
not serve breakfast at lunch. All.
I would imagine just lunch and dinner.
I have tried to, and y'all may have dug into this too, but I've tried to figure out how to optimize my beach trips. So what that means is you order the larger plate and then you share it and hope that there's nothing left over. And there always is something left over, so I wind up picking out on that 4 hours later. And it saves you a little bit of money over a little bit of time.
Yeah, I think there are several places where you could actually get some type of platter. That
the problem
was
is my woman
bucks,
and I, we don't eat the same food. So
do you not?
I don't want that.
Well, everybody's different. I just love food. But, we always go to the original Oyster House. I don't know if you have heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Well, see, I went to college in Mobile, so I'm spoiled.
You?
I mean, My parents tell this story anytime that we're out in public and they're, you know, reminiscing. It's like I got in the car when I got to Mobile, and the first place I went was straight over to CN Suds, and I called them from a payphone, and I'm like, hey, y'all, guess where I'm at? They didn't have cell phones back in the day. So,
yeah. Good old telephone booth.
Little people listen to the radio station, and they're like, where's the payphone?
I mean, seriously, do you ever see one? I don't think I've ever
an
seen
an antique store. Like that.
Exactly.
You can go to
an
antique store and they have a payphone there. You're like,
spy
oh my
TV shows or superhero TV shows.
I think with my buddy Ben up here in town, he's got a store, mm-hmm. and I think he had one in there.
Yes, he sure did.
And I'm thinking, man, if I could just buy that and put it in my spare bedroom or something.
If I'm not mistaken, they still got them. Well, they got one at the jail here in Coleman County Jail. They have one there for somebody called the bail bondsman or whatever else. And then that's outside in the lobby. And I think
just out of curiosity,
Melvin.
What is a local call cost on a payphone now?
I don't know. I haven't done it. It's. Is it 50 or 75? I don't know. They don't tell them what it is.
No idea.
I remember they used to be dimes, and when it went up to quarters, we're like, oh, my gosh. And then the quarters turn into, like, you know, you get 2 minutes of it, and then you start feeding more quarters in there, and it got out of hand. But Jefferson County's got, like, two or three in their courthouse.
Did I know that?
Yeah. Payphone.
I'd like to go use one now just for that. I'm just going to go call somebody who cares.
Especially the ones that dial. You want to use the dial.
Oh,
not the text
yeah, exactly.
ones. You want to dial them. That's the dial phones are great.
Could you imagine? I mean, I can remember as a little kid, you know, your little finger gets stuck in there sometimes or something, that little wheel. Or something.
Yeah, when you got to the sixth digit, you did the sixth digit. Oh, you're doing the seventh one and it slips.
Yeah,
you
screw it. You're like, oh, my God.
Have to dial it again. That would probably help out a lot of the problems with people being on the phones all the time and stuff like that, because you just wouldn't want to make a phone call. I mean, had to make yourself.
Exactly.
You mean people still make phone calls? I didn't know that.
So, look, I can remember one time, okay, as a kid, I'm thinking I'm like 19 years old, okay? So, and I'm calling in a local Birmingham radio station, and I had to be like the seventh caller, okay? And I'm doing the little rotary dial, and look, I make it, okay? I make it in. And, hey, you're the seventh caller. So they give me a question about an Elton John song. Look, I remember this like it was yesterday when I was 10 years old. So my guess was, because you won a pair of tickets, okay, to see Elton John. And I guessed Crocodile Rock, and that was not it. So all I got was a T-shirt, and of course my parents would not carry me to get my T-shirt, so I didn't get a T-shirt, I get nothing. But I was on the radio, though, for like 4 seconds.
I remember doing some of that on the infamous 741 Rock and 741 Roll numbers, if you remember whichever particular station that was. And all I ever got was a busy signal. I don't think that they ever answered that phone.
Hey, I'd seen a program one time where they're talking about people winning things. So this guy, I'm thinking he was out of Dallas, Texas, in his early 20s, and I swear, they showed his living room, and he had this massive telephone lines in his living room, and he had like 25 lines, and he was hitting repeat dial on all 25 going into the radio stations. Oh, yeah, and he was like winning all the time. You know, 20, I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Well, enough about understanding the law. Let's talk about something else. Screw the law. Let's talk about whatever we can.
I don't even know how many laws we just broke by not talking about the subject. So.
Melvin.
Yes.
Does your children make you go crabbing when you go to the beach?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. All right, so, look, I went crabbing for the first time ever, okay?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Did you catch some?
No, I was a spotlighter.
Okay.
I mean, I had a, what's that little thing called? A little net.
Why? You don't catch them with that. You catch them with your hands.
Well, are you crazy? I couldn't even catch it with a net.
I know. Much you got to catch them with your
Danielle
hands.
Danielle didn't catch them with her hands. She had the little sissy net.
I would be afraid I was catching a jellyfish, so yeah. No, I ain't doing that.
So, look, as soon as we get there, okay, like there's a big one. I call it a big one, okay, and it was right there by the water. You know, as soon as I spotlighted, it's a little bitty eyes, you know, popped up, you know, going all different directions. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a big one right there. Danielle runs after it, okay. Oh, yeah, like it just looks at her and goes, really? I don't think so.
Did she dive in? She didn't dive in.
No, she should have, though. I mean, it was gone and like, ding.
We're like professional crab catchers.
Are you really?
Yes. I mean, like we wear the head, headband, spotlights and stuff. Yes, we got the headgear and the buckets, and we always, I do help it, but my boys are like really professionals. They always have the buckets that everybody wants to go see because we'll have a bucket for
them. Really?
And some of the big ones. And now we track them. So you get down there and find the little tracks. And just follow those tracks where they end, and then you'll see the little. If you're pro like we are, you know where the crab's at. You see, like you said, you'll see the little eyes pop up. Reach down there and grab them, throw them in the bucket.
Wow, y'all were way advanced tonight.
We are advanced crab trackers.
Yeah,
I was crazy. This has been a 15-minute infomercial for attending South Alabama beaches. Come back in 5 minutes when we'll present Melvin Hastings, marvelous Melvin Hastings, with Understanding the Law.
Hey, we might as well talk about those Florida football players.
Let's do
Speaking of the beach and stuff, I was trying to read the story, and because it kind of interests me, because it's like 8 or 9 or 10 of them. I don't know how many they said is involved in this little scheme, but some of the story says that they were using university funds, and there's buying things that they couldn't purchase with them funds, like with their debit cards, whatever else, and then they were selling this stuff. Now, what interests me is when I start seeing credit card fraud and all that stuff, because when you think about credit card fraud, you really think of someone that's like stealing your identity. You know what I'm saying? Stealing your credit cards, stealing your debit cards, and using that to make purchases or whatever else, and that will get the felonies. But I just don't know how they can say this is fraud. What they're doing? I mean, they're abusing it. They're absolutely abusing it. You know what I'm saying? Are they committing crimes? They may probably not commit crimes. They're doing wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if they're committing crimes. But it's it gets them in trouble.
I mean, Melvin, out of all these people out here that's doing this every day. All right, so and you know they stole my number. I don't know, 2 years ago in New Jersey. I mean, really, how many times are these people actually getting caught and going to jail?
I know.
I bet not many at all. Because I don't think the banks even pursue it. You're covered under $250,000 worth of insurance through each bank, and they're going to pay it. They're not going to pursue anybody because it's way too much for them to go to New Jersey, so they just let it go.
And if you want to know more about insurance, tune into last week's show on our website.
Well, that's what we talked about. Me and Josh talked about the insurance, and I don't know if we brought that up, but you know, under homeowner's insurance, actually, if you have your credit card or your debit card, if you have your identity stolen and they run up a bill, it's usually covered under all the homeowner's insurance.
I did not know that.
Up to like to $500 or $1,000.
I did not know.
Yeah,
that.
You can do it as an insurance claim. Now the caveat to that, the what I don't like about insurance, and I don't like insurance, although we're required to have it, is you know a lot of times these insurance companies, if you make a claim, they'll just cancel you.
Oh yeah,
you know, and it's not fair. It's not fair. If it's something like that somebody steals your credit card and you make a claim, then they discount you next year because you made a claim against
Look,
them. That's not fair.
You're giving them free money, Melvin.
Exactly. You're
and,
right.
And the odds are you're never going to make a claim. Free money.
Yes.
They're just taking it.
They're just taking it.
And they're like, you're an idiot. We're taking your money.
And they're sponsoring all these bowl games and everything else and TV commercials. All these great TV commercials flow and everybody on Progressive. Yes. It's great. We'll talk about law in a minute.
Yeah, we'll talk about law in a minute. Hey, this is Big D for Marvelous Melvin Haston, Coleman's hottest attorney. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, Coleman, it's almost October. That means it's time for Coleman's Oktoberfest. Come check it out Wednesday, October the 4th through Sunday, October the 8th, and come celebrate our German heritage. The 5 days of activities for the whole family are taking place right in the middle of Coleman at the Coleman Fest Hall Marketplatz. Oktoberfest 2017 features a car show, arts and crafts, a kids area, 5K and 10K runs, German food, music, dancing, of course the famous beer garden, and even on select days, you got it, Live 95 is going to be broadcasting live. Come by and see us. This year's entertainment schedule is even better, including Terry Cavanaugh and the Alpine Express, who's providing your genuine German entertainment on most weeknights. Then on Friday and Saturday, check out this lineup. The Beatles cover band performs Friday evening at 6:15, known as the Beatlets, followed by the area's own Overtones at 8:15, and wrapping up the night, country music star Riley Green takes the stage at 10:15. Saturday features country band Countrywide at 6:15, followed by a local group, Round 2, at 8:15, and Flyby Radio will wrap things up on Saturday night, taking the stage at 10 o'clock. Sunday will feature the Cotton Pickin' Kids at 1:30, followed by Roy Crawford and his Coleman County Bluegrass Group, and Three on a String will wrap up Oktoberfest 2017, starting at 3:30 on Sunday. To get the full schedule and more information on the events taking place downtown, the Coleman Oktoberfest page there, or visit ColemanOktoberfest.com. Coleman Oktoberfest 2017, a Coleman tradition.
Here's what you may have missed this season on Friday Night Live.
Here we are, third down and 18 from the 28-yard line. 4.9 seconds left to play for the Raiders. They trail the Aggies by one. Trips to the near side for Bailey Quick. Quick has good protection. He wants to throw, fires into the end zone. It's caught! It's caught! Touchdown Raiders! Touchdown Raiders! Touchdown Raiders! The Good Hope Raiders have scored as the ball game comes to an end. Bailey Quick hit Matt Hancock in the end zone. The Raiders have snapped the losing streak to the Hamilton Aggies, and they're going to walk out of here with a win.
Join us for local football action each and every Friday night. Friday Night Live. Airtime is 6:45 here on Coleman's Independent Radio, Live 95. Welcome back. Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. You're listening to Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Coleman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Haston. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, once again, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
Welcome back to Understanding the Law. So the question is, does Big D actually listen to Live 95.5? Well, of course he does. So look, so we get our belly full and we're coming back to
Fort Morgan. Who on earth wanted to know that?
Well, look, everybody does, man. What are you talking about? So we tune in to Live 95.5 via our cell phone and we listen to the ending of the Good Hope game that's aired on Live 95.5 over in
Hamilton.
I
was there, man.
Look, I'm serious. I'm like, oh my, here, what a crazy game. Here it is, 5 minutes left, 4 minutes left, 2 minutes left. Are they going to, and they pull it out. I mean, can you believe that? I don't know, Melvin, I don't even know if you even listen to this game or not, but it was incredible for Good Hope to pull it out within the last, 9 seconds of the game.
4.5.
All right, 4.5. That's close. And score a touchdown.
From like the 44-yard line.
The first time they've ever beat Hamilton.
Yeah.
Lord, that's tough. Hey, you know, Vimont had the same. We went to watch Hansville and Vimont, and Hansville kind of took had the game, and they really kind of took over in the second half, and we was leaving thinking, well, that's it. You know, we're trying to walk out five minutes to go, and then you just got stunned. We just got fixed on the game. It's like, oh, my gosh, Vimont may have a chance and come down 38 seconds to go, whatever else. Yes, Vimont scores a touchdown, and they beat them 21-20. Yes, it was 20-14.
Those are the best ball games, dude.
It was like two or three plays Vimont made at the end, and that's what won the ball game.
I love those kind of games. So last second.
Let me give you a little behind-the-scenes information on that game. So we were in the visiting press box, and we were up there, and then there were a group of Good Hope coaches up there. And when we got back to town, we had to queue up the game to listen to the end of it to see if you could actually hear the coaches celebrating, because all of us in the booth could.
Right.
And, I mean, some celebrating was going on. But we were like, I wonder if that went out over the air.
It was crazy.
Hamilton, man, they're a tough team. You know, when they pull up at your school, because they play, Vimont usually has to play them, they pull up to your school, they got the nice big coach. They're not driving school buses.
Oh, they got the big,
the big ones. Yes, because if I'm not mistaken, is it Klein Tours or one of them, whoever owns the tour bus company, is from Hamilton.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, so they ride up in style. Yes, it'd be like five of them big, nice tour buses.
Look, I remember several years ago, I'm going to say 2011, Coleman goes into the state playoffs. And so me and one of my buddies jump in my truck. We head over to Russellville. It's like the third round of the state playoffs. And I get there and, you know, Podunk Town, Russellville. And I look, and I got a freaking Jumbotron. No, what the crap? We're in Coleman, man. We don't have a Jumbotron. And Russellville has one? Well, needless to say, Russellville actually beat us within the first 8 minutes of the game. It was awful. I mean, it was like halftime I got up and left. It was that bad. But anyway, so let's talk about hop on the bus, Gus.
Shoo.
Here we go.
It's ugly down
a
in
bus
Auburn.
Ride in Auburn, Alabama, I guess on campus. A little craziness going on. Supposedly, you only know one side. You don't know both sides. The young lady gets taken advantage of on the bus. Here we go. Yes. I mean, what's going on in Auburn? And then you've got this backup quarterback that gets arrested early Sunday morning. So they go ahead and kick him off the team.
Public intoxication. Yep. So, you know, normally a public intoxication doesn't mean that you're just drunk out in the public. It means that you're drunk out in the public or intoxicated either from drugs or alcohol. And you are either can cause yourself harm, someone else harm, you're being loud, boisterous, or doing something else.
Right.
So it's not that he didn't get the public intoxication just because he's drunk. He got the public intoxication because he was drunk and doing something
foolish.
Either being rowdy, being boisterous somewhere, probably police officer said something to him and he just uncooperative and just kept on. He's like, look, man, I'm going to take you to jail for public intoxication. I don't care if you, you know, what he said.
I don't care if you're the backup quarterback.
I don't care who you are, blah, blah, and things get out of hand. You know, he may have been stumbling around the street. They tell him to get out of the street. He could have been just peeing in the middle of the street. You know, who knows what happened, but yeah, get some canned.
Well, let me tell you something. Being a police officer in Tuscaloosa or Auburn, yeah, they don't care if you're a football player.
They arrest them every single day.
I'm not going to mention no names, but there was a player at Alabama from Coleman, and he got arrested too.
Yeah,
I guess he's been a little rowdy. So, hey, guess what? Here's Mr. Handcuffs.
Yeah, they get you. You know, yeah, the little bus thing. I say the little bus thing because it's a big bus thing. Yeah, that's a real disturbing story. Who knows when all the facts come out what happened, but it's bad. When you got a bus driver of the Tiger Transit, the buses that actually takes people around in Auburn from the school, picks up an 18-year-old and the bus driver and some other person. I don't know if they conspired this or what they did, but he drives the bus around while the other one does what he does to this 18-year-old. It's bad.
Yep,
you know, when you read the story, so. And it's just a crazy story. And then the way they get caught is, according to the stories on the internet, is that he's standing over the girl exposing himself, and somebody calls in saying that. Somebody's seen him on the side of the road doing that. Yes.
Wow.
I mean, that was just stupid. I mean, so good it happened as far as him getting caught like that, because you know, she how are you going to prove who did it, what happened, and everything else. Right. But, yeah, they both charged with rape and sodomy, and, of course, got fired. You know, and now the question is, how much is the bus company
liable
in this case?
Well, I mean, it was an employee of theirs.
It was an employee of theirs on their time in their bus.
Yep.
You know, they're going to...
Throw money at somebody.
I figure at the end that hopeless thing to hurry up and go away and hope it does it cost them a lot of, you know, it's bad. That's just a sad story.
I mean, that's going to be any company. I don't want maximum exposure about my business in the media, so here's my money. Let's make it go away. That's just the way the world goes when it comes to being sued like that.
Yep. That's
But, I mean, there's so much craziness going on right now. I mean...
We have another, you know, we have our every weekly thing. I was reading about another skill teacher. I can't remember if it's Etowah County, wherever county it is.
I seen Bluff County the other day.
Probably so. And then here's another, well, there's another one that's different than that one, another skill teacher with the student relations stuff. And, almost crazy. You know, Judge, something interesting, I was thinking about it on the way over here. Judge Thompson up in Morgan County... There is a similar case that was involved in Morgan County, and he had a hearing, or more or less a little bit of a trial on the constitutionality of that statute with the student-teacher stuff, and he found it to be unconstitutional. He says, you know, you can't make that law is too vague, too ambiguous, or whatever he said. And he threw out the law, which eventually threw out the charge. Now, I should have checked. I don't know if the district attorney of the state has taken that up on appeal.
Now, that was the female teacher. Is that correct, in Decatur?
Yeah, I think it was.
And they threw it out.
They threw it out, yes. And I think there was two cases that was pending, and he found it to be unconstitutional. So just because he determined it to be unconstitutional doesn't mean the way I look at it, mean the whole law's out. You know, I think you still have to... That the state would still have to appeal it and go to the Court of Criminal Appeals and let them determine it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's I don't know what they did. I would almost think they would, unless they really see a problem. If the Attorney General looked at the statute and said, yeah, he's right, we have a problem with it, he's probably just going to leave it alone.
Right.
But if he feels like, nah, judge did wrong on this, he probably took it to the Court of Criminal Appeals and let them determine, or actually maybe even the Supreme Court, let them determine, hey, did he do right? Is this a constitutional law, or is it not a constitutional law? And let them determine if it is or not.
Just because I don't mind getting bashed by everybody, and I get bashed a lot, I'm sure, on this radio station. Why are some of these teachers kind of hot that does this? I mean, you know, some of these ladies, I mean, they're attractive women. So these ladies can get a date in 2.4 seconds, and they're out here trying to have sex with a
high school quarterback.
Yeah. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So the other day I seen a former high school principal, Blount County. So I guess he's charged again on child porn, I guess on his cell phone or something. Another man, maybe Etowah County, turns himself in on Sunday or Saturday. So he just goes up and turns himself in, and they arrest him. I don't know exactly what all he done, but I think it was sexual things with a student at school. And I'm like, what's going on? I mean, it's rapid. It's just, I don't get it. I really don't.
Either it's happening more now, or I think there's just, it may be that there's more exposure about it and it's coming out more. Plus, I'm going to tell you another thing, it's the social media, and it's the, you know, just the pictures, everybody has cell phones,
Snapchat,
just whatever, just different things are happening and people's getting caught and it's coming out.
All right, so check it out. Coming home earlier and stopped over in Gunnersville. Looked at my phone. Jacksonville, Florida, there's a there's a naval hospital.
Oh.
So here we go. We got a nurse and or several nurses. So one of the nurses has a newly infant baby that she's holding because she's the nurse, you know, sweet little lady, young, and she's shooting the baby a bird while it's being Snapchat. making, like, she's actually holding the baby up and making it dance and calling it Little Satans and doing all kind of stupid stuff like that.
I know it. And what? And in the military, it's a naval. Yeah,
are you
kidding
me?
It's a naval nurse. And, yeah. And posting it. Is that not crazy? That's the dumbest
yes.
thing. They post these things.
And it was several of them.
Yes.
So they immediately found out on Snapchat, you know, and they let them all, well, I guess they suspended them.
Yes.
I'm sure they're not fired because they said that it was going to be a military trial.
Yeah.
Because it was on that naval base.
Yes.
Can you imagine what kind of time you'll get with that being a military thing?
Yeah, they'll send a message.
Yes, it will.
I guess, you know, I go back to what is the crime. I'm not saying they did wrong. I'm not saying they didn't do wrong because they obviously did. But I wonder what crime they're charging them with.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
They may not have committed a crime.
Stupidity.
But they're going to be discharged.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know they are. I mean, they have ruined their career. So the old nursing license is gone forever.
Yes.
You'll never get them back. And so for the idiot to sit there and do it, and then the idiots to sit there and video it, I mean, you're just as guilty.
Yes.
So, I mean, I understand that you're trying to be funny.
Yes.
But you just cost yourself a lifetime.
Yeah. And you're being funny with somebody else's baby. That's not cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not cool.
That's not cool at all. Can you imagine the parents of that little baby? I mean, seriously, it's not funny, but yeah, it's not funny. But it is. Because, no, it's not funny. I just can't imagine if that was my kid. I'm like, please don't arrest that lady who done that to my baby.
Let me catch her out in the parking lot.
Yes. Big deal behind that parking lot. I'll catch her. I mean, but, you know, I on certain crimes, I say that all the time. Please do not arrest these people. Don't waste my tax dollars on them. Just throw them out there and in front of the Coleman County Courthouse and let some people get around them and take care of them.
Vigilante justice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But by me saying that, I'm such a rude and cruel person. It's just pathetic, and that's what people think of me. That's why we have a justice system, Daryl. Well, you know what? That justice system is sucking up my tax dollars along with everybody else's, but I understand the law and I understand that everybody's got to be tried and they're always innocent until proven guilty, but doggone, sometimes you just know it. You
sometimes
know, you just want to beat the crap out of somebody and say, here you go, you use my tax dollars.
You know, another interesting story. Boy, we just got somber news, don't we, about this? Another story. You know, there's some things catch your mind. You always read murder. There's a lot of murder. It's just crazy now. There's a lot of killings, a lot.
People don't care.
In Alabama, I know that they don't. They don't care about. They don't respect other people's lives. You get in the way. They just get rid of you. And that's what happened. There's a story. This person is charged in. Well, the trial's going on. She's charged in 2015, but the crime happened in 1995.
Here we go.
1995. She killed. Well, she's charged with killing some guy, and it was a drug deal. I don't know what but apparently her and another guy, her boyfriend at that time, which eventually committed suicide once they come and question him about it, I guess he decided, oops. So he committed suicide, but she's been tried for murder where they had killed a guy in 1995, and she had, I want to think her brother's one that's testifying against her. Her brother's
wow.
held this secret for 20 years.
No way.
There. Yes, he was there. Knew about it. He found out about it, and it was bothering him. And he went to the police and told them what had happened.
Ratting your sister
yes.
out. How about
ratting
that?
Ratting the sister out. Now he's testified against her today. I was reading about it 20 years ago.
There's some bad blood right there now.
Yeah, she's probably not mad at him. She's probably not mad. She's probably really mad at him. So yes.
Good for him.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's so many killings going on, and. Not that I condone it, but you know what? These people, I would think if you wanted to get away with murder, you'd actually have some kind of plan.
Yes.
You know, but hey, people are stupid now. They just go out and just shoot somebody right in the head, right in front of the local restaurants, and they don't care. So, yeah, you're caught 2 minutes later. I mean, I just don't understand it. But the world's coming to a crazy times. So I read today where the lady's going stupid over a piece of cotton at Hobby Lobby.
That'd be a good topic. We can spend 15 minutes on that one.
Yeah. I mean, so what does that mean? Well, I mean, exactly what does that mean? Does that mean I'm a racist? I'm a racist pig because I got a piece of cotton in, you know, in Hobby Lobby. So Big D's part of the KKK because I pick up a piece of cotton. I mean, you're a freaking stupid idiot for even bringing that. But you know what? But you know what? I'm offended, by the way.
They're offended.
The news media would drive it in the ground.
Yes.
Because they want to split the racist. I mean, they want to split the whites and the blacks and just cause controversy over a piece of cotton. Me personally, if I seen that lady, I'd slap her right in the face. You're listening to the...
They go to jail for harassment.
Yes, I would. This is Understanding the Law. We'll be back in just a moment.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Cullman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better. Whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today, or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio. Welcome back. Live 95 is Cullman's independent radio. You're listening to Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Cullman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Cullman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, once again, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
Didn't you hear that? He acted like we have management here.
I was about to say, Jay Fuller, owner of Live 95.5, does not agree with anything that Big D says.
But yet I comment on half of what you say.
So look, I see on Facebook a while ago, I forgot what school it is, but they are offended by being called freshmen because it has man in it. So I guess the young ladies are offended because they're called freshmen.
Instead of fresh women.
Yes, fresh women.
Why don't we call them fresh people? Fresh kids.
Yes.
Fresh students.
Good. Lee of Huntsville. So they were wanting to change the name of the school because it has Lee in it. Robert E. Lee. So
now should I comment that I would much rather have a fresh woman over a not-so-fresh woman? I mean,
Jay Fuller.
Not anything I would be complaining about. I mean...
Oh, wait till you get home. Melissa's going to warp you upside the head.
It's, you know, it is never.
If she were not fresh, we would not be together.
I'm speechless.
I know. Now wait a cotton picking minute.
Yes. Oh wait a minute. We got the cotton picking kids too. I'm like,
it's a good habit to take a shower every now and then.
Yes, huh? It is. Yeah. I'm crying. I'm sorry. People are getting offended left and right.
There, what was the? I just read.
But you can't hold me liable because the guy who said you can't do that.
Yeah, the you know there's.
Well, that'll hold up, Melvin.
No, it will not.
Okay, I'm gonna stop laughing now.
There's something else about a school down Spanish. Okay, it wasn't Spanish Fort. It was another school down in South Alabama.
That was on the news. It was Spanish Fort.
Yeah. Well,
they were playing Spanish Fort,
and she said, "Panic! Show what panic with the Hispanic, or make the Hispanic. Well, say panic.
Take the panic back to the Hispanics.
Take panic back to the Hispanic or whatever else.
Was that a scan or something?
Take panic to Hispanic, and then they also had a Trump sign there. All right, so now there are people that are outraged because they're offended. People are getting offended because they're panicking the Hispanics, I guess. I don't know.
Goodness. May I take 30 seconds just to point out the obvious here? The only reason any of us know about this is it's bad news. I mean, if it were good news, it would not have made the news.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It is, but it's just... I guess they don't have enough to talk about,
and they report
on this stuff. But man, that's why
I've got to fill a 24-hour news cycle, man.
Yes, you're right.
Yes,
we got a hurricane. At least they can cover it.
No, look, I swear, I think I heard.
Don't get
today,
me started on that. Again.
I think I heard today behind Hurricane Maria was Hurricane Lee.
Well, yeah, but there was, but now he is, he's gone. He's not even a tropical anymore, so it's gone.
I bet Trump.
Oh, that would
have
been. Oh yeah, exactly. And boy, could you imagine if that Hurricane Lee? I would have been offended.
Yes.
Hurricane Lee coming and hitting the United States.
Right? Oh man!
I recorded like an hour, DVR'd like an hour of CNN coverage because I wanted to find out what was happening in Florida after it hit and all. But I didn't want to, you know, watch the same thing over and over again. And lo and behold, in your 1 hour of news coverage on the biggest hurricane to have ever hit the U.S., I still had to fast forward through 10 minutes of Trump and Russians. Really?
Yeah, isn't that great?
Why? Okay, that's my 30-second piece.
So I guess some people's going to be harassed or
at least
or
it
offended.
Wasn't like leading the newscast or breaking news. Yeah. But anyway.
So Trump's coming to Huntsville to go forward to support Luther Strain, so I'm sure there's a lot of people offended by that.
Yes.
And Pence is coming to Birmingham on Monday.
Wow.
And Sarah Palin's coming.
For more.
All of this was again on the radio station news. I guess I just listened to the news too much.
So we hear Nancy Pelosi, she gets booed out by a bunch of people. I guess it was yesterday or today. She was doing a speech, some kind of deal that she had with Trump about immigration, and protesters just shut her down. And she says, well, you don't want to hear what I got to say. And they just booed her right on out.
Good.
I mean, she got mad and just walked off the podium.
Good.
And they followed her with their chant. So all those that's on the left, you got what you wanted. There you go. You know, you sit there and do whatever you want to do. And then you start catching heat and you just walk away. I mean, politics are so crazy here lately. It's crazy. And
I'm going to tell you why. It's because, I mean, we really allow things to happen. People has got to, you know, Stacey George always says it. You say it. I say it. You got it. Next week, you got to go vote. Whoever you're going to vote for, you got to go vote. You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to have to go vote in December for the winner of that versus Doug Jones for a Senate seat. And then next year in June, you got to go vote. And then next November, you got to go vote. You got to do it. You got to take consideration the way the country's headed, and are you satisfied with it or are you not? Is there someone else that can do something better? You know, and sometimes you just have to get somebody else another shot.
Yep.
Because it is
you do.
It is nuts. It is crazy. Everybody sits back and allow this stuff to happen. And I get my blood gets boiling on all this Confederate, all this slavery stuff. I'm just so sick of hearing it. And it will never stop. I promise you. I tell people, and people think I'm crazy, but when that cotton stuff came out, I thought, you got to be kidding me. A display that has a vase that has cotton plants in it with cotton on it, and somebody is a who? If you're offended about it, turn around and walk out the door. Don't go back to Hobby Lobby.
So, does this lady wear cotton clothes?
I'm sure she does. But is it? I mean, it is never going to stop. It is
never. No, it's
never.
It's getting worse every day.
You know, and that's why you got to make a stance. You know, when all this stuff came up a couple years ago with Bentley, and I was disgusted, and I was mad about it, and nobody wouldn't do nothing about it. When you're saying, we'll take them Confederate flags down, I felt then, if you don't stand up and do something, it's never going to stop. And you just see, it went from the flags to the statues to we got to start changing people's names. We got to start changing highways' names. We got to start changing schools' names. We don't like them. These guys, these people don't even know history. They're saying Lee fought for slavery. That is absolutely 100% false. You will never find a historian, a true historian, that says that Robert E. Lee fought for slavery. He did not do it. But they want to throw it in there, and then here we go with cotton. And I promise you, and people think I'm crazy, eventually the words Dixie, rebel, any of those words are going to be hate speech. Eventually that's where we're going to. It is going to be hate speech. You can't say it. It's just like the N-word. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I mean, it's going to be classified like that. You can't put it on clothing. You can't have this stuff, decals on cars. It is part of history, but it's not that. It's just that it will never stop. It's got to stop somewhere.
Right.
And it's just my biggest deal is this. If you're going to make laws, if you're going to pass them, and if offensive now is the test, somebody's got to stand up and say, all right, if offensive is what we're going to use, that's something because everybody's feelings are hurt or they're offended, somebody's going to have to define what offensive is.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because there are so many things. I ain't kidding. I'm offended, and people ain't going to like this, but I'm offended by people that lives off the government. I am offended by people that lives off the welfare. There are people that needs it. I'm 100% for those people. I did conservatorship for a 20-year-old girl. Last week, and this poor girl, because of what she's born with, requires help. I'm 100% in favor of helping that girl. She should get welfare. But people, that if you don't have a physical disability, a real physical disability, I am offended that you're using our money to live off of.
Go
you know
get a job.
Yes.
And cut it off. Cut the money off and make them get a job.
But it's just, you know, this offensive stuff, it's just never, you know, I guess when we get over the offended stuff, then it's going to be, I guess somebody's going to start, well, my feelings are hurt, and therefore it's a crime. You committed a crime, or you've committed a tort or wrong against me. You got to pay me money. I can sue you over it. I can file a complaint, get you, against the EEOC, or I can file a complaint and file a lawsuit against you. I mean, it's just nuts. People, it's just nuts, man. I should just quit. But they're not, because no, why? They get their fame. Listen, man, I got to tell you that this is great. So we go to Gardendale, and I say, me and my wife go to Gardendale. Yes, we're in Gardendale. Not sure what Fortendale. Was in Gardendale City Court the other day, and I hear these bang, 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 bang drums outside the door. I'm like, what the heck is that? And you hear people chanting. So I was like, oh, you know, this is crazy. So you walk outside the door at the Gardendale Municipal Court, and there's a Hispanic guy with a drum. He's like, got a drum. He's just banging the heck out of it. It's just like a tom-tom drum, and it's just, it don't even sound good. It's just a stupid drum. And he's literally got, I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt, says eight people there that's protesting the way that Gardendale is treating Hispanics. But they're doing a protest. And listen, Channel 19 is out there. Channel 19's out there in front of Gardendale Municipal Court with like eight or nine Hispanics. And listen, they're all one family, because eight or nine Hispanics, there's like three of them that are kids. So these kids got to go with mom and daddy. So it's mom and daddy, aunt and uncle, maybe some neighbor. And I think I did find one white person out there. And they got a sign that says something about ICE. Which is isolating the criminal element. It's the part of the Homeland Security part that deports Hispanics, you know, illegals here. So they're out there protesting in front of Gardendale Municipal Court. We get in trouble for like traffic tickets and stuff. They're out there protesting, and Channel 19 is actually out there filming them and giving these people a platform. You know, and it's just idiocracy like that. So you know, we always blame the media, and they are at fault for this.
Yes, they are.
They always blame the media. Yes, because they put this stuff out there. When if they just ignore them, it probably go away. You know, yeah. If they're just. I mean, I like to find out about all these statue stuff and how all these heathens are acting, but you know what? It's probably, you know, these idiots show up so they can be on TV. They won't have a 5 seconds of fame.
So do you think one of the nine people called Channel 19 and said, hey, look, we're going to be in Gardendale? So.
We're going to have 100 people show up at this protest.
and I'm not saying this has ever happened, and or has a news media ever orchestrated one of these by hiring a few people to go do it so they can have some coverage. Yep. Because there's nothing else to cover besides that. I mean, come on, give me a break. I honestly believe that they actually orchestrate some of these things.
It is crazy, you know, and it is, and we ignore it, and you ignore it long enough, and it becomes a problem. And this has been going on for 2 years, and it is a problem that's never going to stop. And eventually, somehow, it's going to affect us. You know what I'm saying? Right. And these schools, they just, I mean, the Ole Miss Rebels. I mean, I can't believe they still call them the Rebels.
They got rid of
Johnny Reb. They got rid of Johnny Reb. Has been a mascot forever. Ole Miss over, and they got a stupid bear. For a mascot, Ole Miss Rebels, but they got a bear there. But I am surprised that they have not.
That's true.
We got to change that name. It's Rebels, and it's hate speech, and we're offending people. People are offended.
I just can't believe that. Yeah. And I can't believe, you know, with this Lee of Huntsville, you know. I'm thinking, what is the faculty think? I mean, what's the principal thinking? What's the teachers thinking? Are they all going along with it because that's the right thing to do?
Some probably do. They just keep their mouth shut, and nobody wants to lose their job.
That's true.
You'll be called I'm a racist already, but you'll be called a racist, you know, because I take up for this stuff, I guess.
Right. So the simple word Lee, because of Robert E. Lee. It doesn't matter if it's tied to him or not. It's just a word. So I'm going to use it to be offended.
My favorite president is Thomas Jefferson. I love Thomas Jefferson. But I'm going to tell you, and Jefferson County is named after Thomas Jefferson. If you go down to their seal, Jefferson County seal, it's got a picture, a silhouette of Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson owned tons of slaves. I've been to Monticello. I've seen what the slaves done.
Right.
I mean, so he's next. He's under the gun. Our founding father, the author of the Constitution, the United States is next.
But if it keeps going crazier, who knows? They may actually, and almost cuss. I'm glad I didn't. I was going to say something backwards, if you know what I mean. But at some time in time, they may go back and start being offended by Barack Obama.
Yes.
I really believe that. Even though that doesn't even sound like it will ever happen. I bet it will in some point in time. Somebody's going to be offended by the things that he's done. So you know that if it ever goes that far, the world's really going crazy then.
Well, if you keep up with the astronomy stuff and some of the biblical stuff, the world's ending Saturday anyway, the 23rd.
23rd. That's what I heard.
Because so. The planets, how they're lining up, the stars and the moon and the sun and Virgo and all that stuff, and you read Revelation, it's all lining up.
Yep.
The 12 stars on the crown, so it's the end of the world.
23rd.
Saturday.
So, yeah, get your act straight.
Better get your act straight. Because it may not be the 23rd. You know what? You may go out and party the 22nd and think, all right, I got my last day of partying. I want to do good and everything else. And then the Lord may pull one out on us and take us the 22nd to the 23rd.
Yep.
So don't take a chance.
I mean, how many times have I seen that on TV?
Yes.
That's the preacher
calling us. You know what?
We're fixing to get slammed. I don't know, but it seems like the Mormons actually said one time they had a specific date. I think, and of course, when it didn't happen, then they said, "Oh, it didn't happen because of this." Mm-hmm. So, here we go.
I'm gonna go for a bathroom break. Okay,
Melvin is going to the bathroom because Brenda is online. Brenda, a co-host of the Big D Radio Show, is on the air, I'm sure. Brenda, welcome.
Hi.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
We can hear you.
Hold on. All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Good Lord, there's so many issues I can touch
on. Do you work for Verizon or something?
Y'all haven't been around all that long.
What'd you say, Brenda?
I said y'all have bounced around all night long. There's so many issues I can touch on.
See, well, that's what we're doing.
Hey, she's an educator. She needs to tell us what about.
Let me address the cotton thing first.
Okay.
Okay. My dad, as you know, Daryl, is a Yankee from Michigan.
Yes, he is.
My mother was born and raised in Gadsden, Alabama.
I did not know that.
Okay, he picked cotton as a child.
Your dad did?
No, my dad was a Yankee who had it made up north. He came from a, you know, to-do family. No, my mother, who was born and raised in Gadsden, Alabama, they were dirt poor. And, in fact, that's how she met my dad, because they had to move up north for her dad to work in the factories, and that's how she met my dad. Well, go back to what I was saying. Mother had to pick cotton to help the family. She's white, okay? Has nothing to do with the color of her skin. But she had to pick cotton because she came from a poor Southern family. So for anyone to think that's racist is beyond me.
Brenda, all this lady is wanting is attention.
And she got it. You know, that's the thing about it.
Well, she got it, yeah.
She got the attention. And that's because they, whatever
but
she posted.
Only us true Southerners understand that, though. Only of us that have had parents or grandparents that actually picked that cotton that were white, not black, understand that. Other people that are blind to that see this woman and think, yeah, that's racist, uh-huh, that's racist.
And poor slaves had to do that. Yep. Hey, and my dad was the same way. I'd put that out. He had 12 brothers and sisters, and they sharecropped, and they lived in Tennessee. And that's how they lived in the middle of a cotton field, and that they was out of school all of October. That was cotton picking
mm-hmm,
month,
mm-hmm.
And that whole month they worked from daylight to dark, picking tons of cotton.
The only reason was for the southern kids to be able to work in the field.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad I was born when I was. I could imagine my daddy would have had me out there picking cotton too. And guess what? I would have enjoyed it.
Well, I mean, you know, but and mother, you know, that's all she knew. And like, if she wanted a colored top, white was so much cheaper to buy.
Right.
She would, soak it in beet juice, and she'd have a pink top. She would soak it in jean dye, and she'd have a boy top.
Right.
So that's just driving me nuts, thinking anything about that has anything to do with being racist.
Hey,
and Daddy would go and get her cotton stock, and he would put it in, this is another racist thing, a butter churner, and an antique butter churner she had at the house, and he would go and get it out of somebody, he probably got to sell it, I don't know what he did. But anyway, he'd get it out of a cotton field for Mom, because that was something that was reminiscent of her childhood.
Right.
I've actually got pictures. My dad went to school. This is how poor they were. Went to school wearing clothes that my grandmother made out of the cotton sacks. Cotton sacks they picked cottons with, she would cut it up, and she made him shirts and pants that he wore there. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And see, my mom had three brothers. She was the only girl. And her dad, my grandpa, was in World War II, and I guess he forgot he had a daughter. Like, he would write home and he'd say, Mildred and the boys. So Mom said, I don't know what that is, because he would always forget me. But, yeah, they were dirt poor, and that's how they did it. And it just amazes me that people will carry things to such a point, like you said, for attention. It just eats me up big time.
It does me too.
Hey, what Big D said about the school. What do you think the school teachers up there at Lee think about that? Somebody want to change the name of the school because...
No, that's another thing that pissed me off. Sorry. Can I say that?
I say it.
Anyway. Okay. Well, anyway. Okay. Like, I worked at Welty for 26 years. We're the Welty Rebels. Okay? Ole Miss Rebels, you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
That is so asinine to me. I just don't understand where people are coming from. You know, what about Florida State? Do they have to change their name from the Seminole? You know, are we making fun of Native Americans?
Good point.
Well, you know, there was an issue about Washington Redskins.
Where does it stop?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And if it's going to trickle down from the college to the schools or the the high schools or elementary schools, my gosh, there's got to be an endpoint.
It's not.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not going to happen right now because I think the ways of people is done turning way too far to the left, and this is the only way that a lot of people get attention is to start barking about being offended, and it works so well.
Dave, you know me. You know, I'm not left or right. But what I'm saying, you know, like with my parents, and even when it came to like, you know, how kids at school, especially if they have certain guidelines we have to follow, and we have to follow it to the T.
Right.
Okay. Well, I finally got to the point where I told my parents, look, it's going to take you regular ed parents to speak up and start saying, okay, well, maybe my child's being discriminated against. I said, and until that happens, I said, how do you think special ed parents got their rights?
Yeah.
They spoke up. It's going to take y'all speaking up to get your rights.
Exactly. So the only good thing about this Coleman Radio right here is that we are speaking the truth about what's going on in this world, and we're not going to stop. That's just the bottom line. I don't care how much backlash I get because I'm always going to speak the truth. And that's just the bottom line.
Yep.
So look, Brenda,
we have a
big show coming up Thursday on the Big D Radio Show with, I think we got Dark Before Dawn and Down South is coming in if you want to come in and be the co-host.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know who all's coming in with Dark Before Dawn.
I can't come Thursday.
Well, there you go.
I've got another engagement. I can't come.
Really? Something is more important than the Big D Radio Show.
I would totally, if I could get rid of this, I can't. This has been playing forever.
All right. Well, look, let's hook up and get you in here on Understanding the Law maybe next week. And
we'll see. I'm mad about the other.
All right. We'll get you in here on Understanding the Law here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And we'll do some Alabama politics.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
You too.
That hour's gone.
Wow, where did that hour go, man? We just sat down. Just started having fun. So, I know we didn't talk about the law much, but indirectly we did of how everybody's going to probably want to get offended. They're getting offended, and they want to sue somebody probably because they are getting offended.
Well, and listen, it is what we talked about tonight is constitutional. People don't realize it. You don't realize how sitting back and not standing up, not taking action. What's the thing? Evil prevails when good men sit back. Whatever it's when good men don't take action, you have to stand up and do stuff. Because if you sit back, look what happens. They just keep throwing it at us.
Exactly.
You got to give it back to them.
That's
and boy,
crazy.
I'm all about giving it back to them. I love it.
For Melvin Haston, this is Big D.
Melvin, man, it's always good to enjoy the work you do, man.
It is.
Don't forget to check out the Big D Radio Show this coming Thursday at 6:30 p.m. We're going to have several bands in here because there's a big concert going on this coming Saturday at the Coleman Civic Center with Down South, Dark Before Dawn, Shallow Side, and I think probably two or three other acts. So it's going to be a really great concert for Coleman folks to go to. So we're going to have some of the bands in here talking to them. You're listening to Understanding the Law. Catch us next Tuesday when we may have a special guest. Who knows who's going to be in here? God bless you and God bless America. We'll see you next time.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman. I get high when you think I get high. Knowing that I'm gone, I'm gonna take.
you're all right.